Hello.
Hey, look, this is Keaton. I was reaching out about the property on Connecticut Avenue out in Glen Allen.
Yeah.
Yeah, is this a bad time to be calling you?
I'm driving, but go ahead.
Yeah, one of my partners reached out to you about the property, and I was wondering if you were still thinking about selling it. I know you got a tenant in there right now, right?
Yeah, I do have a tenant, and he renewed a lease back in the fall.
Okay, so that's probably not happening anytime soon from what I'm hearing.
Probably not. I mean, money talks. So if you wave some in front of me, I might would consider it, but my plan is to just keep renting it out.
Okay, I got you. I mean, how long have you thought about selling it for?
I was thinking about selling it when it looked like I was going to lose a tenant, but now that I've got one back in there, I'm not actively thinking about it.
Okay, I got you, man. I mean, is there do you have any other properties that you were thinking about selling, or I guess that you'd be more likely to sell before you sold this one?
No, see, I live in North Carolina, and that's the only property I have in Virginia. So a piece of me has thought about selling that one and doing, what is it, a 1035 exchange or whatever the tax code is, and flipping it into a property in North Carolina. But a lot of ducks would have to line up for that to happen.
I got you. Well, I mean, I work for a real estate investment company out here in the Richmond area, and we were looking to buy a few properties out in Glen Allen. Actually, we bought a townhouse out there not too long ago that we plan on renting out as well. And, I mean, I'd love to add some more properties to our portfolio. I mean, it seems like you got a game plan for what you're doing with this one right now.
Right. Now, I met some real estate investors. Did I meet you? Did you come to Rocky Mount?
Shoot, I wish I did. It would have been nice to meet you in person.
Okay.
Yeah.
How did you get my contact?
That's a great question. I'm seeing back here, I'm looking through the system. You're honestly one of the 100 names I've been calling today. I see you've been in our system for the past 7 months. Looked like my partner Lucas Mallory reached out to you a while back when you had a tenant in there, and
gotcha.
Just the timing wasn't quite right. So I was just checking back in with you, and I mean, if you're not trying to sell it, then, you know, I'm not gonna force you for me to buy it from you or anything like that. If you did have a magic number, what would it be?
That's hard to say.
I hear you. All right, man. Well, do you mind if I annoy you with some more calls later? Just to see if I can get it from you.
You know,
how much are you renting it for?
I'll give you a clue on when to call me next. Call me when I have to pay my taxes.
Okay, that'd be like, what, a month or two?
That's right.
Okay, that's a smart man.
It depends on how bad my tax bill is going to be. Because that could change my attitude about selling.
Okay, well, you know, if you're going to sell it to anyone, I'd be happy to be the guy.
Okay.
All right, Philip. Well, I'll call you in about a month.
All right, sounds like a plan.
Yes, sir. Have a good one.
Thank you. Bye-bye.